friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Nick! What's I missed you, Nick. It's been a whole week, man.
Oh, yeah. Listen, today's the first day, actually, at least in the Northeast, where it actually feels like football weather outside. Like, I think we're 48 this morning, maybe in, like, the low 50s now. But, yeah, we're getting there, man. It's football. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Tell them, Jeff.
We got a 1-5 showdown.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Tell them how the weather's off by a month. Tell them. Tell them your theory.
Everything has shifted 3 or 4 weeks, Nick. So, you know, fall doesn't really hit until mid-October.
Well, there is no fall anymore.
That's kind of true. Right. Although we've certainly had a beautiful end of summer here in Northeast Ohio.
It was summer. Like, it's been summer here in New York basically until like last week. Like, I absolutely, like, you know, like, I'm going to make a bad global warming joke here. Like, I kind of love it. Like, awesome. Yeah. Like September felt like July. It was great.
Just keep the snow away. That's
I remember seeing a bumper sticker years ago. It said Chicago favors global warming.
Yeah, I do.
We understand that. We have the, you can call it the hot seat bowl. We have the 1-5 bowl. Whatever it is, you have Mike McDaniel, Kevin Stefanski, and their 1-5 football teams playing this week in Cleveland. Who do you like and why?
All right, so I bet Miami 2 days ago. I bet +3. That is not the point spread anymore. Cleveland is a 2.5-point favorite. The total is 39.5. So, you know, Miami is obviously like an absolute disaster. Like, the coach is a dead coach walking. The general manager is dead GM walking. The quarterback is absolutely clueless and not playing well. And they are screwed as an organization because they can't, like, actually, like, feasibly get out of his contract until the end of next year. And, like, I think he's totally shot, Tua. Like, I think he's proven that he's not, like a winning franchise quarterback, but they paid him like one. So they're in trouble. And obviously making stupid comments in post-game pressers that he has to walk back, and it's just a total circus. But with all of that said, and to all the Browns fans out there, like, I'm going to say what I'm about to say with a lot of confidence, because I am confident. But, like, I can be wrong. I can be wrong about this. I think I'm going to be right. Dylan Gabriel can't be a 3-point favorite in an NFL game. Like, I'm sorry. And I'm curious if you guys agree with my assessment of this. Now, I ended up, like, having, like, Steelers in some money line parlays that I did last weekend. I did not lay the points with the Steelers. But we all watched the game. So I have, like, no personal involvement in it. Like, the Steelers were going to win the game no matter what. Like, they killed them in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
In all seriousness, how many passes that Dylan Gabriel threw did the Steelers drop? That he threw right to them. Like, how many interceptions did the Steelers drop last week? It's like 5, right? Am I exaggerating?
I think that's a little heavy.
Yeah,
but there were some, no question.
Three or four?
Apparently, he throws such a hot ball.
Yeah,
neither the Steelers nor the Browns can catch it.
Well, I mean, the reason why he throws the ball so hard is because he doesn't trust his arm. Like his arm's not strong enough.
I've got to argue with you on that, Nick. All of the rankings and all of the draft combine stuff shows the guy has a strong arm. Now, whether he knows where it's going, you can make that argument.
He launched like a 50. I know he has no official turnovers, but at the half last week, they tried a Hail Mary, and he threw that ball 50 yards in the air. 55 yards in the air at the end of the half. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'll give you my opinion.
Okay.
I think that he will be a backup quarterback, and there's something to be said for that. I'm not trying to, like, crap on the guy. I mean that sincerely. I don't think he's a starter. I don't think I think he's miscast in this role. But we talked about that before the year, that this is what the season was going to be. Like, Shadur's going to play at some point for the Browns. Like, Bailey Zappi might play at some point for the Browns this year. Like, that's what this season's going to be. I don't think Dylan Gabriel's good enough to be a 3-point favorite in an NFL game. Now, if you want to construct an argument that he doesn't matter in the game because Quinshon Judkins is going to run for 120 yards and Myles Garrett and company are going to destroy the Dolphins' offensive line, like, that's a fair argument to be made, and it absolutely could happen. I am making the bet solely because I don't think the quarterback on the other side is good enough to merit a point spread like this. So I bet the Miami Dolphins. I bet them plus three. Hmm. That I would not bet plus 2.5. I need three to bet the Miami Dolphins guys on Sunday.
I think we would all agree. Facts and history outweigh hope, in my estimation. And so with that
sounds
in mind...
Sounds like you like Dylan Gabriel.
No. With that in mind, I think you're hard-pressed to think that Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders is your franchise quarterback here in Cleveland.
There's no chance.
That's what we're thinking. You're going to draft one next year.
100%. I said that with you guys in August, right? Or before the season started.
We said it, and you said it as soon as they made the trade and traded down from two.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty... And like you guys know, so you agree with me, right? I don't even think it's an argument. Like Shedeur Sanders went in the fifth round. And look, it's preseason. Like what Shedeur did in that third preseason game against like backups, I think it was like six completions and six sacks taken in a preseason game. Like it's not good. And I'm not trying to say like he can't be on an NFL roster or he's going to be bad. We haven't seen him play. But like let's call a spade a spade. The Browns franchise quarterback of the future.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Is not on the roster right now.
I would agree.
So, I don't even think, and if it is like they're in big trouble. Now look, they're 1-5,
or they're gonna get really lucky, and which is possible.
And I think it's more likely to happen with Shedeur than it is with Gabriel. Gabriel higher floor, Shedeur. So like, Dylan Gabriel's less likely to embarrass you, but Shedeur I think is more likely to reach like big heights at some point in his career. But look, like they're 1-5. They're going to be starting two quarterbacks who shouldn't be starting, likely the rest of the year. They're going to be in contention for the number one overall pick, and they have Jacksonville's first-round pick. Now, the Jags are 4-2, but they're three-point dogs this weekend in London against the Rams. They could be 4-3. They could have two. Their pick's going to be a top-five pick. Let's see where Jacksonville's is. And if there's a quarterback that they really like, maybe it's Indiana's Mendoza. Like, we'll see what this is. Like, you've got ammunition to be able to trade up to get your guy. So, this season, like I said with you guys, can the young players on the roster show that they are, you know, cornerstones that you can build an organization on? The good news is, I think the answer to that question is absolutely yes. And then you get your quarterback next year, and you're cooking with gas in like 2 years. So I actually think the Browns are on the right track here. I just don't think it happens this Sunday against Miami or this year.
Tonight's game fascinates me just because of the two quarterbacks. So Pittsburgh, Cincinnati tonight. What do you like, and what don't you like?
I just, you know, I'm 42 now, and I don't often get to, like, look at the TV and say, hey, man, there's, like, two guys my age starting quarterback in the NFL playing a game. So the Steelers, guys, are 5.5-point road favorites at Cincinnati. The total in the game has been bet up. We're now at 44.5. So directionally, we've gone up through 44, which is one of the key numbers when you talk about totals, and that's not a math thing. Just think about the scoring of the NFL, 3-7, 41, 44, 47 are the three numbers that really matter with totals. So going through 44 matters. It means this is expected to be a higher scoring game than average right now with the betting market. So Cincinnati is starting to draw betting interest, right? And you guys as Browns fans and like and people that live in Cleveland know this, right? That historically with Mike Tomlin, this is a spot where the Steelers fall flat. Like, decent-sized road favorite coming off a win. Expectations are high. And we've seen them. Like, it happened a lot in the Roethlisberger years. Like, they lose games like this, right? If I had to bet the game, I'd actually bet the Steelers. I think Cincinnati is big time up against it. The offensive line stinks. The defense stinks. It stinks with Trey Hendrickson, and he's unlikely to play in the game. I think Pittsburgh might wreck them. Now, don't think I'm going to bet the game, but just saying, if I had to bet the game, I would bet the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you would like, I can give you a series of prop bets for tonight's game.
Oh, do it. Let's hear it.
Okay. A yardage prop, and then I'm going to give you three, like, not wacky, but, like, down the board anytime touchdown.
Wait, is there an over-under on ARP commercials during the game? Keep going. Sorry.
They might have to up it with Rodgers and Flacco under center. DK Metcalf's yardage prop is 64.5. The Bengals are not going to be able to rush the passer. Like, they don't have their best pass rusher. I think Rodgers is going to have all day and is just going to pick them apart. And Metcalf's been an absolute stud. I'll go over DK Metcalf receiving yards. It is a square public bet. And guess what? Like, sometimes the public wins. And I think it will tonight with Metcalf. As far as anytime touchdowns go, so I'm just going to bring the market up here. And I'm going to tell you briefly why I like these bets. Let's start with Pat Freiermuth. Okay. Who has kind of been relegated to Pittsburgh's number three tight end behind hulking 6'7" Darnell Washington and Jonnu Smith. Yeah, he's so good, too.
He's fun to watch, yeah.
He's like a starting left tackle who can also catch the ball.
Yeah, it's cool.
He's awesome. Now, Freiermuth plays less than those two guys. But per Nathan Yonke, who covers this stuff, usage for Pro Football Focus, and he does amazing work for people that like this kind of stuff, Pat Freiermuth plays when the Steelers are in three wide receiver sets, which means that on downs where they're throwing the ball, he's out there. And those are valuable snaps, obviously. Mm-hmm. Freiermuth is third among Steelers tight ends on the board to score a touchdown tonight. So let's play Pat Freiermuth at +625. Let's also take a look at Caleb Johnson. He's Pittsburgh's rookie running back. If you remember in week 2, the ball went over his head on a kick return. Seattle recovered in the end zone. He was sent to the doghouse, hasn't been seen really much, except coming out of the bye last week, he was pretty involved in this offense, you know, against Cleveland. He had 6 carries in the game. So I think we're going to see this start to become a 3-man backfield with Warren, Gainwell, and Caleb Johnson. So the anytime touchdown bets, these are small money bets to win more. He's +750. Caleb Johnson, anytime touchdown. And last one, the Bengals have 2 tight ends that are out for tonight's game. Mike Gesicki is on injured reserve, yep, and Tanner Hudson is out with a concussion. Drew Sample is 13-1 to score a touchdown, runs a lot of routes, and caught 2 catches last week from Joe Flacco. So Drew Sample, Caleb Johnson, Pat Freiermuth, they're not favorites, so like none of them could score. So a little to win a lot. We hit one of them, we profit, and the DK Metcalf over receiving yards.
Nick, always a pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.